In 1868, a 13-member Aboriginal men's cricket side made Australian sporting history with the first international tour ever by an Australian team. In June this year, a men's and a women's Aboriginal team will head to England to mark the 150th anniversary of that moment. Ashley Gardner will captain the women's team, and she says she's well aware of the historical context.
It's so important, obviously, the 1868 team was the first ever Australian team to tour internationally. Obviously, us being able to do it 150 years later is going to be a very special moment.
The 1868 team came from Western Victoria, and despite knowing little about the players, a crowd of 20,000 turned up at London's Oval to watch. The players on the 2018 men's team will each wear the name of one of the original players on the back of his uniform. Scott Boland will spearhead the bowling attack, and he says he can hardly wait.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be a part of this tour. Obviously, I've been a part of... we had a tour to Brisbane in August, just gone. So it was my first opportunity to play for the Indigenous side, and to meet them guys and to make some good friends out of that was really nice.
13 players made history 150 years ago, winning 14 matches on the tour. But only 12 players came home after one known as King Cole died. The players plan to visit his resting place to pay their respects. It is just one of several connections the 2018 group will make with its forebears as part of the tour. Boland says those experiences will help them become storytellers for future generations of Aboriginal cricketers.
I'm just happy to go over there and play, but obviously, and then obviously learn a lot about the Indigenous culture and learn a lot more from what happened from the 1868 tour. So I think me and my brother will be over there and we can learn a lot from a few of the older guys who are going over and off the coaches as well.
Plans are in place to connect the current players with the heritage of the 1868 team before the tour gets underway. A selection of players from both the men's and women's teams will travel to Victoria's West Woomera region to meet with ancestors and visit key sites significant to the 1868 team. Ashley Gardner says leading the team over in England will be a special moment in her cricketing career.
150 years later from the first ever team to go over there, being captain is such an honour, and obviously being able to lead a lot of the girls over there, obviously playing over there once before. Hopefully I can show some things that I learnt while I was there, so hopefully it's going to be a really good tour.
Two strong squads have been assembled, including four players who represent Australia or have previously. They include Dan Christian, Darcy Short and Boland on the men's team, while Gardner is a regular in the Australian women's team. The men's Aboriginal 11 begin the tour against the Marylebone Cricket Club team on June the 5th, before playing four matches against county sides. The women play four matches starting against Surrey on June the 7th and ending with a final fixture against an English Cricket Board Academy team.